The LA Times Festival of Books is opening a new chapter at USC. For the first time in 15 years, the event is switching locations. And the change of location brings one of the authors a little closer to home. The late David Saltzman, son of USC professor Joe Saltzman, will have his best-selling book, The Jester Has Lost His Jingle, featured at the event. His mother, Barbara Saltzman, says the book has an inspiring message.
The book is a wonderful, joyful, happy story about laughter and how it's always inside us, no matter what is going on in our lives.
David wrote and illustrated the book his senior year at Yale while fighting Hodgkin's disease. Before he passed away, his family promised him his book would be published.
He was completing the book knowing that he might not survive, and he maintained his optimism and his sense of humor and laughter throughout that process. And any child who reads the book immediately grasps the message of joy that is contained within it.
The Saltzmans have continued to honor their son's memory by starting the Jester and Farley Fund. It's a nonprofit dedicated to both helping ill children and encouraging a love for reading among students nationwide.
And so the Jester tells Farley, it's up to us to make a difference. It's up to us to care. And we have taken that as the motto of the Jester and Farley Fund. And that is what inspires children.
More than 150,000 books through the foundation have been given to hospitals, shelters, underserved schools, and other special needs facilities.
And our programs have just been overwhelmingly successful. Children have read more than 26 million pages in 10 years to help other children.
This Saturday, the Jester and Farley Fund will have their own booth at the festival. And for each book that is sold, the foundation will donate a book to a child in the hospital. This is Tanner Keith, Annenberg Radio News.